This show is not a substitute for professional counseling, and no relationship is created between the show hosts or guests and any listener. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, we encourage you to contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bama Balance. This is episode 4, real stories about college men's mental health. My name is Johnny Foster.
And I'm Dr. Tody Perez.
I'm Nick Smith.
We're really excited to bring you guys the fourth iteration of the Bama Balance. In this episode, we're going to kind of get into what the undergraduate experience has been like, as me and Nick are seniors at the University of Alabama, and Dr. Perez, not too long ago,
was not too long ago. I think I'm perpetually a senior, perpetually an undergraduate.
You just couldn't get away from college.
No, you know, one of the things I tell people is that who are either looking for a career or something like that is that. You know, higher education, for all its quirks and idiosyncrasies, is a great gig. And particularly if you like the college or university atmosphere, what I've always said is that it's the best job for me because I get to be a part of a university, I get to be part of a college, I get to work with students, I get to watch some quality football and sports.
Yeah, you get to call yourself an Alabama football.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You can't just hop on the bandwagon.
No, that's right.
That's what it was.
Is that legit? Is that, you think that's legit now? After what, 7 years? Right. Am I legit?
Yeah.
But I don't have to take any tests. That's the best part about
and all the good parts.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know in terms of kind of what the long-term future of your careers hold, but I don't think colleges and universities are going anywhere, and I think Alabama's here to stay.
Hopefully.
So I'll say one thing. I don't know if that I've told you this, but I know we'll be talking about what it means to be a freshman in this episode, but the two of you being seniors now and at some point being on the job market or looking for a career, I've always based my career, not always, but a big part of my career decisions or a big part of what's factored into my career decision and looking at colleges and universities and positions there is, how is their football program doing? And it's kind of a selfish thing, right? You'd think it would be about, what are the duties like? Who am I going to interact with? What are the responsibilities? And while all that's true, the other selfish part of that is, how's your football team?
Well, your alma mater didn't do too bad this season.
No, they did pretty darn well, I'll have to say. Boston College, I think, made a good showing. And they lost to Nebraska, I think, in the Pinstripe Bowl. But we got a bowl, and I'm good with that.
That is huge.
Yeah, y'all started off really hot. It was like 6-0 off the gig.
Wow. Yeah, we did pretty well. I'm really happy for my alma mater. And we play them. We meaning Alabama. We play Boston College sometime in the not too distant future at BC.
Oh, cool!
Yeah.
Who you wearing for that game?
Well, it's an away game. Meaning it'll be in Boston. You know, if I get my tickets through Alabama, of course I'm going to root for the Tide. If I get them through BC, I'll root for the Tide. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, all right, let's go. Yeah.
You said the right answer.
Yeah, no, right absolutely. Answer.
All right, you can stick around a little bit longer.
Well, no, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So it'll be – so anyway, in terms of kind of career and what it's like to reminisce and think about your years as a freshman, I think that's something that I'm looking forward to talking about with you guys today and how mental health is been a part of your life throughout all these 4 years or since you've been here at college. So I'm looking forward to it. This is the Bama Balance, real stories about men's college health. No, that's wrong. Let's do that one again. This is the Bama Balance, real stories about college men's mental health. We'll be back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This show is not a substitute for professional counseling, and no relationship is created between the show hosts or guests and any listener. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, we encourage you to contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
Welcome back to the Bama Balance, everybody, where we're talking today about the undergraduate experiences regarding mental health. And I always find it interesting to, you know, think back, and you two are at a place in your lives now as seniors where you can take a look back. But thinking, you know, from freshman year, you know, throughout your undergraduate experience, you know, were you aware of mental health? What sorts of mental health things were you aware of? Was it a thing? And how did that kind of develop or track with you along your undergraduate years?
Yeah, I think the last thing you're thinking about coming into college is your mental health, honestly. Yeah. That was I will say that is from a privileged perspective where I didn't really have necessarily a ton of challenges with mm-hmm. that. But that was the last thing I was thinking about. I mean, I was going into a new place, into college. From my small private school of 65 kids in my graduating class to, uh-huh. you know, an undergraduate class of how many is it now?
Oh, gosh.
A lot.
It's a lot.
I mean, tens of thousands. So, yeah. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
And so that really wasn't on the top of my mind, to be frank. And now, as you're saying, we transitioned to a different part of our college experience where I'm much more aware of who I am. Much more aware of what I need in terms of mental health, in terms of, you know, physical health. And so it's been really cool for myself to come to terms with that and mm-hmm. understand what I need for myself to continue to bolster my mental health. Yeah. It's been a really cool kind of journey.
Yeah, I think for me, as far as mental health goes and what I knew about it were really attached to the emotions I felt, I guess. So like understanding I'm anxious or understanding like I'm afraid of this, and maybe not like even being able to put a label like that type of emotion, but just knowing this is a negative feeling, there's something wrong
okay.
here.
Right.
And you know, after kind of like what Johnny was saying, kind of grasping that understanding, that's where, you know, looking back, maybe I could say, oh, I was feeling anxious right there, or yeah. I was like afraid of the expectations that people had for me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think I was kind of in the dark a little bit, you know, but really just kind of overpowered by my emotions at yeah. some points.
Yeah. No, I can remember as an undergraduate, you know, for me being so unaware around issues of mental health because at that time, last century, it really wasn't as known, but it wasn't as aware. Society wasn't as aware. The country, the world wasn't as aware. And I think what you're talking about now is something that you guys alluded to in our last episode is this sense of increased generational awareness around issues of mental health, and particularly at college. I think when, Nick, you mentioned it, both you and Johnny mentioned it, coming into college, not really being aware of mental health issues or being acutely aware of mental health issues. In fact, being one of the last things you're aware of. But that over time, you've gained in your own awareness of mental health, its importance in your life, and the things that are needed to sustain it and things that are needed to support it for you. And I'm kind of wondering throughout that journey, you know, as undergraduates now, and thinking back on your kind of early years here, what would you say have been the most rewarding things, or what have you learned most about mental health as it pertains to your own lives being here in college?
I think through my experience, it's I feel more comfortable with information knowing like this is why I might be experiencing this, and knowing that it is something that's not unique to me per se, that there are other people experiencing that, obviously a little bit differently, but you know, knowing that it's a common experience. But further than that, I think knowing that at the end of the day, like, there's going to be at some point where I can leave that anxiety or, you know, sadness or whatever is going on at the door. Like, I'm going to move past it. Or at least my experience has been, I've always moved past it. Right. So like that hopefulness of this is a really uncomfortable time right now. I'm really not enjoying how I'm feeling right now. I know that in the days to come at some point, like, that's going to be weathered a little bit and I'll be able to move on from it.
Huh. Okay. Makes sense.
I'd say the thing that I've kind of learned throughout my time in undergrad is in the beginning, I was very attached to titles, attached to different groups. And through a lot of rejections, I realized that was severely dampening my ability to kind of love myself, to feel like I was good enough, because what it initially felt like was that I wasn't. You know, I tried out for a bunch of different groups my freshman and sophomore year, and you know, was lucky enough to get into a few. But even though I did get those yeses, the no's felt like they were so overwhelming that it really didn't even matter that I got into a few others. So it took a lot of. And I'm so glad that I got rejected from certain groups. And that's nothing against them. They're probably better off with me not in them. But
No.
It was such a growing, growing pains to go through that. But I'm so much better off for it. And handling that and not being defined by it is something that has really helped me. And I know that it's kind of rampant around this campus, being, you know, being attached to titles and different stuff like that. It can be really harmful to yourself, because once that no comes, everybody deals with rejection in some aspect. So to have everything and then to have, you know, nothing at a certain point, it can be crushing for some people. And so I think that rejection is it's a necessary evil and something that needs to. People need to come to terms with, and I certainly have throughout my 4 years, and it's been cool to kind of go through that process. And now, even going into grad schools, getting rejection, I'm like, okay,
it's a little bit easier to take, kind of thing.
Oh, totally. And so that's why I'm thankful for having those early on kind of, you know, punches where it was so crushing to go through that, and now it's not. I'm not saying I'm not. You know, I'm not shook up by it a little bit, but it doesn't affect me as much anymore. I'm so thankful for that.
Right.
Yeah, I think that idea, I definitely can relate to that. Me and Johnny kind of had a very similar first few years, I think. But I think that idea of kind of taking those growing pains, like you said, I liked that a lot. I think that, you know, is applicable to a lot of things on campus. You know, maybe that's... rejection from a group, or maybe that's, you know, getting anxious over a test or being sad that you did poorly on an exam or whatever it may be, but just kind of developing, you know, that resilience to hardships.
And that makes perfect sense, Nick, and I appreciate both what you and Johnny have said, that you know, as undergraduates, you come to college, and part of the college of experience is having these expectations that you place on yourself, or others might place on you, or that you perceive others placing on you. And sometimes living up to those expectations can be really tough, whether they be real or imagined. And I think that... sometimes we can set ourselves up for disappointment if we don't check the reality of those expectations. But then also, how do we put ourselves in a position where we can accept that disappointment or rejection or failure. That's the other thing too, right? Rejection, failure. And I think part of what I've always felt and part of my own experience has been that, you know, sometimes rejection or failure can be a good thing depending on what we're talking about, because it allows you to build that resilience that you need both internally and in order to sort of face the world again.
Right.
Yeah, I think this has been a great conversation so far. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. This is the Bama Balance.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This show is not a substitute for professional counseling, and no relationship is created between the show host or guests and any listener. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, we encourage you to contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bama Balance. In this segment, we wanted to talk about the advice that we'd give to our freshman year self. So I'm gonna pass it to Johnny. What's the advice that you'd give to your freshman year self?
I would give advice tailored to what I was saying in the previous segment, but in a more positive sense. I was talking about rejection, how much that affected me throughout my 4 years here. But at the same time, what I would say is try to do anything that interests you. And even if it doesn't work out, you're going to be better for it. I think I was so scared of rejection that I didn't end up applying to a lot of things, or didn't end up going to different groups or getting to know certain people or whatever it may be. I think that's something that I kind of regret that I didn't do, and something that I would definitely want my my younger self to do, and just to stay true to myself. I think at the University of Alabama, you can surround yourself with literally whoever you want to. People come from so many different walks of life to this campus, and there's a lot of external temptations to kind of shelter who you really are and fit in with certain people. But I'm not saying that I've done that. I think I've done a good job of doing that throughout my 4 years. But I would again reinforce that, because that's something that everybody comes in scared of. Mm-hmm. Everybody comes in saying, you know, what if I have to pretend to be like this, to be noticed, to be liked, to get into different things. That was something that I definitely ran through my head when I put my head on my pillow before I went off to college. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a really scary time. But it's also a super, super fun time. And it's a time where you are going to make mistakes. I think I wouldn't give my younger self too much advice, because I want to see him, you know, kind of go through some of the stuff that I had to go through. But in a nutshell, that was kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah. It's kind of, and building resilience along the way.
Totally.
Right? That's a great question. And I think for me, you know, part of what my, things that I was dealing with as an undergraduate were things around expectations and not necessarily perfection, but living up to expectations. And I think if I were to give myself, my freshman self or undergraduate self, any bit of advice now, it would be something like cut yourself a break.
I think that's a great point.
Yeah, kind of trusting in that the effort I was putting forth was the best I was doing at the time, and that and you know, knowing now my parents didn't expect anything more than doing my best, but I always felt like I should be doing more than my best. Does that make sense?
Totally,
100%.
I think me and Nick have been surrounded by so many successful students, so many of the times where, you know, perfection and excellence is kind of expected. And it really is huge to remind yourself that doing your best is the best that you can do.
Right, right.
So many people, you know, they'll get 4.2 GPA and they're like, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, if I have to be the one to celebrate you, I'll do it. But you should be the one celebrating yourself, you know?
Right.
It's a huge deal. And some people, you know, struggle with that. And that's something that needs to be celebrated and needs to be kind of come to terms with themselves about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, I think, give yourself a break.
That's good.
Yeah, I think, you know, when both of y'all said that, I was like, man, that's really good advice. But I'm going to diverge from y'all just a little bit. I think that especially here, having had experienced my time at Alabama, kind of, you know, in the environment of applying everywhere, doing all the things or whatever, I would make sure to really like cherish the relationships that you build and kind of cut out the transaction. Because sometimes as a student, it feels like, you know, you're relying on some person to complete task A and they're relying on you to complete task B. Mm-hmm. But those types of relationships where that's the center of it, like, are not a source for me of positive mental health. So,
right. So are you saying are you more mindful now of those kind of relational things?
Yeah, 100%. And I think that it kind of came from somebody first treating me more than the transaction.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because, you know, I'm in an organization in SGA mm-hmm. where I've like built my closest friends. And it took me kind of cutting down my barrier of you know, getting to know these people outside of SGA from somebody caring to get to know me. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'm kind of resembling that in how I talk to people now. So
that's so good. That's so good. It points to the quality of those relationships and how they help really boost and support our mental health. And I'm glad you said that. You know, one of my best friends from undergrad, some of my best friends from undergrad are those that have been built on authenticity versus transactionalism. And I guess by transactionalism, you're meaning sort of a quid pro quo kind of thing?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. It's those kind of relationships that accept you for who you are, right? For the good and the bad, the dirt and the glitter. And it's great. They're some of the most important relationships still in my life.
Yeah, 100%. I kind of wanted to get y'all's input on dealing with like the expectation. Mm-hmm. So if you were talking to your freshman year self, what do you think you would say to kind of calm the nerves of somebody who is like thinking that they're expected the world? You know, Dr. Mm-hmm. Perez, you touch on, you know, giving your best effort, not feeling like it was enough. But what's the conversation you would do to explain that, you know?
So there's a corollary to that for me anyway, and that is trust yourself. Know that you know you, but also know that you can also deceive yourself. I don't know any day that I don't go without a good rationalization, you know, or something that helps me justify what I'm not supposed to do or what I should have done, or diffuses expectations. So I think being true to yourself and knowing yourself is a corollary to give yourself a break.
Yeah. I need to practice more of that. I second guess myself all the time. Yeah. If I were to have that conversation, I think that I would probably point to the emotions that you're going to experience as you go through college. If you're reflecting on your work, at least for me, I'm by far the harshest critic of like what I do than anybody's mm-hmm. thinking. And I think that I would like grab that kid by the shoulders and be like, nobody cares as much as you think they do. Like,
it's good.
They don't expect the world out of you like you think they do. And that's totally right. Okay. That's freeing. So, right. You know, do what you can and be happy about that and trust that you did a great okay. job.
Yeah. You stole the words right out of my mouth, the nobody cares. And that sounds really harsh, but it's, like you said, such a freeing mantra that literally everybody is so obsessed with themselves that you think everybody cares and they don't. And that is something that I'm going to continue to struggle with for forever, because I think that there's a microscope on me and everybody cares that I was using my hands too much when I was speaking or something, or, you know, the smallest of things. And if I were to have that conversation about expectations, it's not that nobody cares, because at the end of the day, my parents are going to care about my grades and stuff, but nobody cares that, you know, you drop the ball on this assignment as long as you continue to be true to yourself, be true to yourself as a student. You know, I was fortunate enough to have my parents supply me to come to the school. They paid for my education. And so I owe it to them to pay it back and be the best student that I can. And as long as I do that, I know that I'm being true to myself and being true to the promise that, you know, I was going to be a great student.
Yeah.
So I think it's been good kind of go through these expectations that we kind of set up for each other as a freshman. It's kind of weird to look back as seniors now for Nick 100%. And I. It's been a great 4 years here at the University of Alabama, and we'll get into more of that in the outro and how we're kind of wrapping up in our last segment of the Bama Balance. See you there.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This show is not a substitute for professional counseling, and no relationship is created between the show hosts or guests and any listener. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, we encourage you to contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bama Balance. Throughout this podcast, we've been kind of talking about our first year selves starting off in college, but that's only half of undergrad. The other half is kind of getting into the waning parts of it, which aren't as exciting as the brand newness of the first part. But, you know, Nick and I are experiencing that kind of bittersweet moment of about to leave. And so, Nick, I kind of want to just get your thoughts and pick your brain about this latter half of your undergraduate experience in terms of mental health. What has that meant to you?
Yeah, I think that reflecting back on it, I feel less worried about my perception, I guess. And that's pretty freeing, because that was a major source of my anxiety, is how people perceived me and what they thought of me. And at this point, I feel like I know myself a lot better. And that's kind of the lesson that I've learned throughout undergrad, is, you know, who I want to be. And having that knowledge kind of, I guess, excuses me, or like that part of me that wants to care excuses me from what people, you know, obsessing over what people might think mm-hmm. of me. I don't know if that makes a ton of sense, but it certainly has been freeing knowing that I want to fill a certain mold. I have this idea of myself that I want to be, and you know, that's okay if people don't love me trying to fill that out, because I'm trying my best, like Dr. Perez was saying.
Yeah, yeah, it's something, isn't it, when you can kind of look back and look at yourself now as a senior and about ready to graduate, and see yourself as being more self-confident in yourself and trusting yourself more. I think that if anything, that's something that rang true for me too, right? Being comfortable in my own skin, right? Being able to accept the things that I excel in, who I am, and my faults, who I am and who I'm not, is really kind of sums it up, I think, for me, in terms of getting comfortable with that, trusting myself more. Yeah.
What I've kind of experienced as we come into the latter part of our undergraduate experience is that everybody is, for the most part, thinking the same way. Everybody's obsessed with themselves. I distinctly remember my freshman year. I walked into the wrong classroom, and it was a full business lecture of obviously older people. And I walked out of there, like, I barely poked my head in. I was on my phone listening to music, and I walk in, and he's lecturing. And I thought it was the biggest deal ever for, like, 2 weeks. I was like, oh my God, I can't walk around the business school with my head up, or I'm going to be that guy that walked into the class. But, I mean, it's so funny, right? I mean, at that age, at that point of my undergraduate career, I was so hyper-focused on what everybody else was thinking and what I thought everybody else thought of me. But, I mean, the reason I bring that up is because I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago, somebody walked into our class unannounced, middle of the class, and walked out. And I don't even think any of us bat an eye. Like, we threw a few chuckles, but it was honestly, like, kind of needed. Like, it was a boring class. And somebody kind of shook it up. It's like, okay, that was kind of awesome.
Your professor's not listening to this one. So
not going to name what class it was. No, but I think it's a testament to kind of the growth that that people have over their 4 years here. It really is special and kind of just self-rewarding that you realize you're not under a microscope. Not everybody sees the pitfalls that you have, because you're going to have mistakes and you're going to have kind of trials that'll test you. And nobody judges you for that. Everybody takes you for who you are and loves you for that. And it's been really cool to develop friends that have seen the best in me through my trials and my different grievances. Yeah. It's been great.
Yeah. I think that, you know, you hit it on the head, both of you, and that is the nature of growth, the nature of who you are now and who you will continue to be is the nature of relationships and how those kinds of connections and help us see ourselves and help us keep us real, help keep our mental health in check, and help us be resilient through it all. And I think that the other part to that is how much more self-confident that you feel as a result. And even just today, listening to the two of you talk, and as we've been having these conversations, I've really sat in awe of the fact that I don't know that I could have had these conversations when I was an undergraduate, or when I was even a senior in college. And so thank you for that so much. I really appreciate that insight and what you're sharing with us today. And I want to thank everybody, too, for listening to us today. This is the Bama Balance, and I'm Dr. Tody Perez.
I'm Johnny Foster.
And I'm Nick Smith.
See you all.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This show is not intended as a substitute for professional counseling. Further, the views, opinions, and conclusions expressed by the show hosts or their guests are their own and not necessarily those of the University of Alabama, its officers, or trustees. Any views, opinions, or conclusions shared on the show do not create a relationship between the host or any guest and any listener, and such a relationship should never be inferred. If you feel you're in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, please contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.